Welcome to the podcast, LivingTruth.com, with Dan Beatty. We hope the next few minutes will encourage your hearts and stimulate your minds.
This will be our second discussion on the subject of understanding the will of God. As we continue in this subject of understanding the will of God, we must become rooted in one fact. God definitely wants us to know His will, even though it often seems hidden from us. The question remains, however, why then does it seem at times so difficult for us to discover or to discern the will of God? In this series, we will attempt to answer this and other related questions. Concerning this apparent difficulty, one explanation might be that the Lord is teaching us patience. Maybe He wants us to take the time to grow in our relationship with Him personally, as well as in our understanding of spiritual things. Then we can find our direction from within rather than by just responding blindly to a vocal command. Jesus explained to His disciples in John chapter 15, verse 15. He says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." There is a time to be children and servants, but there is also a time to grow up in the Father's house and in the wisdom and knowledge of His purpose. He desires a people in whom He can entrust this knowledge and who will perform His will. Oh yes, the details will come in time, but first must come the revelation of what He truly desires. The prophet Isaiah shared this word of instruction. "To whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? To them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, for whom he said, 'This is the rest, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing,' yet they would not hear." Isaiah 28, verses 9 through 12. What a pity that Israel at that time, and many in this day, are not willing to endure the discipline of sitting at His feet and hearing His word. True spiritual growth takes time and real devotion to learning His principles. Instead, many would prefer to have a prophet tell them what to do. God, of course, will use this, but this is not His best. He desires for all to know Him. From the least unto the greatest, and through knowing Him experience the divinely guided walk. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." There is no doubt that heavenly wisdom is a great source of divine guidance. But how is this imparted unto us? There are a number of ways, and all of them are a direct result of faith, confidence, and trust in the Father's love. God is speaking to us all of the time. We only need receptive ears to hear and to receive of Him. He may speak through a circumstance, a friend, or even an enemy. All of the holy writers of old have given His word to us, and their ministries have stood the test of time. Please do not reject them on the basis of our changing times. Even though cultures and the environment have changed, the spirit of what he spoke is still relevant to us today. Even non-Christian cultures will witness to the importance of the virtues that are extolled in the Bible. Man instinctively knows that love, compassion, honesty, faithfulness, respect, commitment, fairness, and other principles must be adhered to if humanity is to survive. Finally and foremost, God has spoken unto us by His Son, through His teachings as well as by His life. He began that living message 2,000 years ago and continues to speak among us through all who yield their lives and their voices unto Him. Can you hear Him? He is calling you upward into a higher life. That higher life is not an escape from your physical existence, but it is one that will overpower all the limitations that you face every day. Listen as you hear Him through those countless thousands as they continue to press on into His life passionately. Observe their determination, their stability, and the inner peace they possess as they daily challenge the obstacles which confront them. Receive their strength and join ranks with them. They are God's army, those who will silently bring down the forces of the Antichrist. That false savior is now being exposed for the illusion that he really is. And multitudes are being released from his lies into the true freedom of the Lord. I would like to encourage you to begin prayerfully reading the Bible with a view to observing this underlying theme of God's love. Allow the principles of Christ to become infused into the very fiber of your being. Hear the words of His inspired messengers, as well as the guidance you receive from friends who have proven their devotion to Him. His plan and His will for your life will then become increasingly clearer to you. For the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18.